A lot of people forget that you also were targeted by the FBI and chained up like a dog, etc. This scoop, though, I agree with Alex. It's almost as big as the Pfizer and almost as big as the Facebook, the scoops you had before. How did you get this? So how did you stand up the group so quickly to get this blockbuster and put in perspective what this means, what this tells us about what about Fox and the Murdochs?
Well, I don't know if Fox is ever going to have me on again. but on the other hand, we have heard rumors that this was part of the settlement with Tucker. We haven't heard anything confirmed that they were going to settle with Dominion and remove Tucker as part of that settlement. Fox categorically denies this, so we set out to prove it. So we build rapport, just as the way that we do it. I mean, how do we keep doing it? I think the bottom line is we try to keep doing the right thing, and we don't stop doing the right thing, no matter how hard it is. And we will go after anybody who deserves it. I don't think this guy was a bad guy. This is Sean is his name. He's a nighttime producer at Fox. I think he's an unwitting whistleblower. I think he's saying some things that he would not say on the record. So he was caught saying that the settlement was part, getting rid of Tucker was part of the settlement. He also said the influence of Big Pharma on the network was massive. He said we take money from Pfizer. He said that it's a business. So he said all the things that, you know, Steve and Alex and I, we've been talking about for years. He just says it so, you know, so credibly and so sincerely, because he doesn't know that he's being videotaped. And I reached out to him. I spoke to him on the phone, Steve, and he was very amicable with me. He confirmed that what he said was true. He also talked a little about Tucker's report on the FBI, and he said the Murdochs were not happy about that and met with Tucker days before Tucker was let go.
What do you think? How do you think Fox is going to respond to this, particularly the Murdochs? I mean, because Alex is right. I mean, this has got violations all over, election law violations. I mean, this may actually go in, if it's true, may even go into criminality. Has Fox, as the Murdoch machine, responded to you? And people have to understand that people at Fox are just chess pieces they move around, checkers pieces. It's the Murdochs run the deal. Beth, Roger Ailes is the fantastic person, the widow. She put the Murdochs on blast yesterday. What's your sense? Are they going to respond to you at all? Or are you going to try to force a response out of the Murdochs?
Yeah, we reached out to Fox for comment. We reached out, me and Sean, the guy that we caught. It was pretty scared when I spoke to him last night, but he was cordial. He was friendly to me. And I think that hopefully OMG and the trajectory of what we're doing, people revere us, people hate us, love us, but at the end of the day, they'll respect us and they'll talk to us because, you know, he kept saying, I didn't say that. I said, well, these words came out of your mouth, Sean. You said that we get money from Pfizer, that the advertising industry has an influence on what we do. And I said, didn't you say these words? And he said, well, I don't work in the advertising part of Fox News. I said, okay. We reached out to Fox. I don't know if they'll respond, Steve. I've had people tell me, I'm sure you have sources tell you too, that, for example, with the Pfizer coverage and the Pfizer stories, there has been an influence. There has been a concerted effort to stop that sort of journalism, that they get so much money, that so much of their revenue comes from this. It's very difficult to be independent. Sean, this is the Fox producer, and I spoke on the phone. We spoke mostly on background, but he told me on the record, he said, well, doesn't your – James, he's talking to me, James, doesn't your audience dictate what you do? I said, no. I said, no. I always try to do the right thing. And nobody tells me what to do or what not to do, because that's what a journalist is supposed to do, operate unafraid and impartially and follow the facts wherever they lead. And he said, no, you're influenced by who pays you. I said, no, I'm not. So that was very revealing to me. It's like – the ethos of the place is you must be influenced by those who give you money. And that, Steve, that's just not who I am. That's not what I stand for. That's not what I'm about here. I follow the facts where they lead me. But I thought that was very revealing, the statement that Sean made to me on the record after I caught him on tape, because that's apparently the soup they swim in over there.
Let me jump in here for a second, and I missed this, and I'm not trying to cast aspersions anywhere, but James, when you have this, and this is to me, Alex, probably the biggest story of the last 24-hour news cycle. It's not the report on the FBI. It's this story. Drudge, normally a James O'Keefe hit would come out, and it would be either the Mac Daddy on Drudge, upper left, or worst case, in the columns, top left of the columns.
Well, it'd be a siren.
I've searched Drudge O'Keefe, and I can't find this amazing investigative story. Why is that?
Well, I mean, Matt used to cover a lot of my work. I've never, you know, directly corresponded with him in the sense of I've gotten a reply, but I'll send it to him again. I haven't, Alex, because I don't. I mean, he only seems to cover like the Daily Beast coverage of me. I mean, he hasn't covered our stories in a few years, but every once in a while he puts it up there, and I will reach out to him after this because you reminded me of that. I'll send it to him and say, Matt, this is a big scoop. I mean, this is a Fox News producer. Admitting that what we confirming suspicions. Someone once said, James, you're in the confirming suspicions business. Yes, it's not that this shocks you, but to hear someone say it, that his departure was part of the handshake of the settlement agreement. And by the way, people don't know this, Steve, but I sued the New York Times for defamation. I got past motion to dismiss while the head of Veritas. And we were headed into discovery in that litigation. Now, I'm not in charge there anymore, but it's interesting to know. You know, we were about to get text messages of New York Times reporters. So I'm fine to live in a world where all of our text messages are revealed. I'd love to see the texts of New York Times reporters doing their job. And by the way, it was the same law firm, same law firm that represented Dominion, represented PV in that lawsuit. So I will send this to Drudge and see what he does.
How do people get to follow your work on OMG? But how do people get to it, Alex? I mean, how do people get to it, James? How do people get to you?
Well, O'KeefeMediaGroup.com. My logo's behind me, O'KeefeMediaGroup.com. We're a subscription-based news organization, so we don't take any advertising money, which is ironic because the guy tells you that I'm controlled by sort of advertisers. And, you know, we're subscription-based. So you can go to our website, just like you donate $20 a month to support our work. And there's also a behind-the-scenes thing, Alex. So what we're building right now is a CRM of thousands of citizen journalists. We're shipping them hidden cameras, and we're putting them to work.
Beautiful.
Wow.
They're not on my payroll. Wow. They just believe in the cause, and we're going to teach them ethics, technology, the laws in the states. We need to decentralize journalism because we can't depend upon institutions anymore to do this.
That was Andrew Breitbart's dream, and you fulfilled it, James O'Keefe, as his acolyte. O'Keefe, amazing work. Thank you. Honored to have you on here. We'll push this out hard.